Thursday, the 17th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we are continuing with thinking about the Rosary, and today, of course, we're remembering the luminous mysteries of the Rosary, and we're thinking about the second mystery, the wedding feast at Cana. I love the story. Do you remember the story, kids? Mary and Jesus and some of Jesus' disciples have gone to a wedding. We are never told who the wedding is for, but they've gone to a wedding. And while they're at the wedding, Mary, who is clearly very observant and very concerned about the well-being of other people, comes to find Jesus, and she says to Jesus, "They're about to run out of wine. Do something." And then we have this very fun interaction, because we see Mary and Jesus having maybe what looks like a little bit of an argument. Jesus goes, "Why are you asking me to do this? It's not yet the time when I'm supposed to be doing things." And Mary, who knows her son very well, goes off and tells the people who are servers at the wedding, "Do whatever he tells you." And Jesus tells them to fill up the canisters that hold the water, and they do, and then they pour out some, and they discover, well, they would have known right away what was going on because they could see and smell that the water turned into wine. And then they take it to the person who's the master of ceremonies at the wedding feast to taste, and he tastes it, and he says, in some astonishment to the bridegroom, "Why have you saved the best wine till last?" But we can imagine that Mary knew exactly what was going to happen. And I always wonder about those people who were servers at the wedding, about what they must have felt, because they knew exactly what had happened. They'd filled those canisters with water, and suddenly they turned into wine. And they would have known that from the moment they opened the tap to draw off some of the water and discovered it was wine. Have you ever been a server at a wedding or had a job to do at some big party? When I was a teenager, and even when I was younger, when my family had big parties, the kids always had jobs. Either we were waiting on the adults, or we were in the kitchen chopping things, or we were busy helping hand out lots and lots, not wine so much, but endless amounts of teas to all the aunties. That I remember very clearly was the never-ending amount of tea that the various aunties needed, interspersed occasionally by someone needing coffee. Do you do that sort of thing still? I know my kids do it at family parties also. So we can imagine the young people who were the servers there. We can maybe imagine it at one of our family parties or at a family wedding, that we suddenly realize that something extraordinary has happened. And I often wonder if we have the story written down because those people who were serving told it to other people and it became part of their family stories. They told the story about Jesus, even before he'd started his proper public ministry, that there was this extraordinary person who did something miraculous and saved a wedding from being slightly less fun than it might have been. Let's pray now. Let's pray to be observant like Mary, able to quickly see when something is going wrong, and with the desire and the ability to step in and offer help. But also like Mary, to be able to ask for what help is really necessary. We might need to ask someone else to help us when we notice something is going wrong, at school or at home or at a party or wherever. So let's ask for discernment. That means to be able to make wise choices. We ask for the grace to see what is happening around us and the discernment to know what we should do about it, who we should ask for help. Lord, grant us big eyes to look at the world with your love and big hearts to want to help others and intelligent minds to think clearly about what we should do that would be most helpful in any situation. We ask this trusting in your love, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.